Good morning. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. It is a joy to be in worship with you, whether you're here in this beautiful sanctuary or you're joining us online. We are thankful you are with us. We pray that this service is a blessing to you. It is All Saints Sunday, so today we will take time during our service to remember those members of Asbury who have gone on to eternal rest within the last year. We'll do that a little bit later on in the service. Today is the first Sunday of the month, so we'll also celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion. Many of you should have already had those distributed to you. If not, flag down an usher and they will get it to you. If you're joining us online, we invite you to, one, have a candle for the All Saints portion of the service, and then we also invite you to have bread and juice as you have available to join us in the Sacrament of Communion. I'm Nick Schimmer. I'm one of the pastors here. My colleague is Reverend Hammett Evans. He'll be bringing the message today as we start our new series, Reconnect. Just a few announcements before we get started. First of all, we need to track our attendance, and so the way we will do that is on the back of your bulletin, you have a QR code, and so you are welcome to scan that at your convenience and log your attendance. If you are visiting with us today, please let us know that. There is a place for you to indicate that. If you're joining us online, there is a QR code on the screen that you may scan to log in with your attendance. We are looking for another person to work in the nursery on Sunday mornings. This is a paid position, and if you or someone you know would be interested in doing that, please contact Nicole Rose, our children's minister. Her email address is on the back of the bulletin. I also invite you to be in prayer this week for the Asbury youth. Next weekend, they will be heading out to fall retreat at Mount Eagle. We have 16 students and 4 adults that will be going for a week of spiritual formation and fellowship, and it will be a powerful weekend, and so your prayers will be appreciated as they head up there for that. With that, let's continue on with worship and stand together as we do the call to worship. Grace to you and peace from God who is and was and is to come. Amen. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of kings on earth. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Let us pray together. Faithful Redeemer, you are the beginning and end of all things. You promise to wipe away every tear, that death and mourning will be no more. You make your home among us and abide with us as our God. Teach us to live like the saints you call us to be, that we may truly be your people, living and doing your will. In the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Please remain standing as we sing together For All the Saints, found on page 711 in our hymnal. Thank you. Please be seated. Join me now as we go to God in prayer. Gracious, loving God, we give you thanks for this day, for this beautiful morning, for this opportunity to gather as your children to praise and glorify your name. God, we ask that as we are gathered here this morning, both in the sanctuary and online, that your grace be poured out onto all of us today on this beautiful All Saints Day, as we remember those who have gone ahead of us in the faith. May we remember the strength of their faith. May we remember their kindness and love. May that image of Christ be what guides us and propels us forward. We pray this morning for our church here at Asbury. We pray for all of those who are in need of healing, who are in need of love, who are in need of mercy, in need of your grace. We pray specifically for Clifford Smith. We pray for June Glazier. We pray for Betty Hill. We pray for Fred Williams. We pray for Barbara Clark. We pray for Eddie Thorne. Pray for Patty Shoemaker. We pray for Lanny Langley. Pray for our neighbor, Miss Franklin. We pray for Roger Dinker. We pray for Noah Logan. We pray for Megan Arnold. We pray for the family and the friends of Dr. Nate Hill. God, we ask that your love and your grace be at work in all of those, and all of those whose names we haven't mentioned, but sit at the top of our hearts, the front of our minds, and the tips of our tongues. God, we give you thanks above all else for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the price he paid on the cross, a price we could not pay ourselves. We thank you for his glorious victory over death, which frees us from the shackles of sin and death. We thank you for his earthly ministry. We thank you for all that he has taught us, is teaching us, and will teach us. And God, we ask now in this time as we continue on with our worship that you are present among us, that the power of the Holy Spirit is a guiding force in this room today, transforming us into the image of Christ you call us to be to our neighbors that need it the most. We ask all this in your Son's holy and beautiful name. Amen. I'd like to take a moment and just remind you that we do have two offerings on Communion Sundays, the first being our standard General Asbury offering, and then also the community offering that we collect. As you are heading out today through the sanctuary, you will see two baskets in the entryway, and they are clearly marked. So whichever way you wish to give in that way. We also have our online ways as well, text to give and through the website, which should be up on the screen if you are watching online. At this moment, I'd like to invite Scott Noble up, our finance chairperson, for a message.
Good morning. Good morning. As Nick said, I'm Scott Noble. I am the finance chair for Asbury and also the stewardship chair, and also finance chair for next year. So you're not really. So anyway, what I'd like to do is try to answer three questions for you today. One, how are we doing financially in this pandemic? Two, what are our financial prospects moving forward? And three, what is our vision and priorities for 2022? So how are we doing financially? Okay, we're doing okay. So basically, we're coping with the COVID-related challenges, and some of our expenses are down because of COVID. Some of the on-site ministries have been curtailed. That's not really a good thing, but it's held expenses down a little bit. We've been actively managing costs that we can control, costs like heat and air. We've had a project looking at right-sizing our office equipment, supplies, renewing contracts, saving money. And Asbury members are continuing to contribute their time and talent to fill in where needed, so that helps. Another big savings this year is late last year we paid off our mortgage. So I can remember when the mortgage payment was a very, very large part of our go-forward budget. Right, Tom? And then also as an expense offset, we applied for and received the PPP money. So we're doing okay on the expense side. And on the income side, we've had a lot of very faithful Asbury members who have continued to honor the tithes and offerings and be very generous and support the church, whether we were in person or online or whatever. So thank you, and God bless you, Asbury family. So what are our prospects moving forward? If we keep up and continue what we're doing, we will enter 2022 on sound financial footings, and we can do great things with the help of God in 2022. So let's talk about 2022. So it is time for us all to reconnect. Reconnect with ourselves and reconnect with the community around us. Several years ago, our Sunday school class had a Bible study called You Can't Be a Christian Alone. And we took a lot of good lessons from that, but the 2021 update is you can't be a Christian by hiding out in your house all alone. We thrive by doing things with each other and for others. So our vision for 2022 and beyond is to bring others into Asbury United Methodist Church to experience a difference so they make a difference for Jesus Christ and others. Our mission is to make disciples of Christ for the transformation of the world. In Ephesians 4, we learn that to activate this vision, we all must reach unity in the faith and knowledge of Christ, attaining the fullness of Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Our Asbury vision starts with reconnecting our membership and growing together in faith and service, worshiping together, praying together, working together to nurture and support those within our Asbury family, and then to reach out and help those in need in our community. You'll hear more about our reconnection plans in the coming weeks. So specifically for 2022, our priorities to reconnect and revitalize Asbury, we need to be good stewards and faithfully give our tithes and offerings to support our ministries. And we are planning to make some modest investments in staff in 2022 to augment our diminished administrative and program staff. We are actively searching for a part-time communications director, and we plan to add a part-time youth director in 2022. Our greatest need, however, is to have this Asbury family reconnect by volunteering your time, talent, and treasure in support of our ministry initiatives with the help of God. You all should have received a stewardship letter earlier this week, and we ask that you prayerfully consider how you can use your God-given time, talent, and treasure and your presence to help Asbury reconnect and achieve our vision for 2022. On November 28th, you'll have an opportunity to bring those commitments down to the altar, or if you won't be here then, you can get it to the office. You can bring them by or mail or email. May God bless us all on our journey to reconnect with ourselves and with others in need in our community by sharing God's love.
Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Revelation. We'll be in chapter 21. I'll read verse 1 through the first part of verse 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne say, "Look, God's dwelling is here with humankind. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying, or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Then the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I'm making all things new." He also said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "All is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. And welcome to Asbury. So glad to see y'all today. And at this new time, this is my old time too, so I kind of like it. I'd forgotten what this was like. But anyway, it's so nice to see y'all today on this All Saints Sunday. Would you pray with me? Oh God, our vision, we pray now that you will pour out your Holy Spirit upon us now, so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you who are our strength and our friend, our rock and our redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. As World War II was drawing to a close, Winston Churchill met with President Roosevelt and Premier Stalin at Yalta. And someone has said that in that meeting, Churchill turned to the others and quipped, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." Now, it's apocryphal. There's no proof that Winston Churchill ever said that. But we are certain that he did once say, "If you're going through hell, keep going." When I think about the last 20 months, I have felt like that so often. Amen? If you're going through hell, keep going. But it looks to me like we're beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel. We have highly effective vaccines that are now available to everyone from 5 years old and up, and those are rolling out. We've become all too well acquainted with safety measures like wearing masks and keeping our distance from other families when we're in public spaces indoors. New treatments are being released for COVID-19. We aren't out of the storm yet. We still need to keep practicing some of these things, but it looks like the clouds are opening and the light is beginning to break through. So here we are, emerging from this hellish experience, and we're beginning to ask ourselves as a church questions like, where do we go from here? Who is God calling Asbury to be, and what is God calling Asbury to do after the pandemic? Now, many of us, if not all of us, have felt disconnected over the last 20 months. We've been disconnected from one another. We've been disconnected from our church family. We've been disconnected from our church home. And so over the next few Sundays, all of us will be invited to reconnect to Asbury in some significant ways. We'll talk about reconnecting through priority, reconnecting to generosity, and then on the last Sunday, we'll talk about reconnecting to hope. At the end of all this, we will all have an opportunity to reconnect to the covenant that we made when we joined Asbury and when we promised to support it through our prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness in the coming year. Today we begin with reconnecting to the vision. And I'm not real big on spoilers, and so I want to simply say at the beginning, we're going to come back to this in January, and we're going to do a deep dive into Asbury's vision for the future at that point. But today, it may sound paradoxical, but to look ahead, we begin by looking behind. To look ahead, we have to first look behind. And we want to honor all of those Asbury members who have gone on to greater glory, those that we remember today, but all of those who have lived in the past. Because of the way that they lived out Asbury's vision, we are here today, and the mantle has been passed on to you and to me. So, this morning, I simply want to lift up two sources of our vision as a church family. The first one is from the book of Revelation, and Nick read it just a moment ago. You may remember that after evil, sin, death, and the grave are gone once and for all, and good riddance, amen, John has one final vision. All of the old things pass away, and a new heaven and a new earth appear. The new Jerusalem comes down from heaven, dressed as a bride on her wedding day. God is no longer distant. God lives among the people. God wipes away everyone's tears. There's no more death, no more grief, no more crying, no more pain, no more heartache. Those who are thirsty receive life-giving water from Christ himself. All will be well. Then John paints a picture of this new city, the New Jerusalem. The new city reflects God's glory. It's dressed in precious jewels. There are 12 gates named for Israel's patriarchs. The walls have 12 foundations named for the 12 disciples. John measures the city. It's 12,000 stadia. That's 1,500 miles in length and width and height. The walls of this perfect cube are 144 cubits, or about 216 feet thick. They're decorated with 12 kinds of precious jewels, and there is no temple in the city because God is its temple, shining God's light to all. Then in chapter 21, verse 24, John says, "The nations will walk by its light." Now, the word nations, or the word peoples in the Common English translation, is the Greek word for Gentiles. John is saying that the outsiders will walk by the light of God's glory, and kings and even emperors will give their glory to God. So what is this new Jerusalem for John? What's he talking about? He calls it a bride. The jewels that John mentions are the jewels from the high priest's breastplate described in the book of Exodus. So do you remember what's described, what's called the bride of Christ and a kingdom of priests? It's the church. It's the church. The New Jerusalem is the church in all of its glorious perfected state. You see, we are called to be the New Jerusalem, and our brothers and sisters up the street in the Greek Orthodox Church build this into their architecture, amen? If you ever go to an Orthodox church, it's built into the architecture. We are the place where God is alive. We are the place where God wipes away every tear. We are the place where God brings hope in the midst of death. We are the place where God comforts people who mourn or cry or are in pain. And notice that I did not say the building. I said, we are the place. That is John's vision for the church. And of course, that includes Asbury United Methodist Church. Which brings us to the second source of our vision, and that is Asbury himself. That's Bishop Francis Asbury. 250 years ago last week, 26-year-old Asbury, Francis Asbury, arrived on the shores of America. At 26 years of age, this English Methodist preacher responded to John Wesley's call for preachers to go to America, and just a few months later, he arrived on the shores. Asbury never returned home. One of the last letters his mother ever wrote was to her son, Francis. And basically what she says this in 18th century British English, but basically what she says is, "Son, I love you, and if I'm never able to see you again in person, know that I am so proud to be your mother. As Barry never saw his mother again after he was 26. For the remaining 45 years of his life, Asbury traveled some 130,000 miles on horseback, traveling through the harshest conditions and terrain that America could throw at him. Asbury preached over 10,000 sermons, and his face, the face of Francis Asbury, was more recognizable to common everyday Americans who lived during that time than the faces of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Why did he do that? On the voyage to America, on the ship, where he was really, really sick, 26-year-old Francis Asbury wrote these words in his journal. He said, "I am going to live to God and to bring others so to do. I am going to live to God and to bring others so to do." That was Francis Asbury's vision for his life. Now, I'd like to share the words of our former pastor. None of you have been living long enough to remember this person. But Reverend A.P. Few wrote these words for our 1903 church directory. Our church was about 15 years old. He writes, "The church was named in honor of Francis Asbury, the first bishop of the Methodist Church. We, the people of Asbury, strive to make the spiritual character and the future record of our church such as to really do honor to the memory of the great man whose name it bears, thus certainly to honor our Lord, whom Bishop Asbury faithfully served." We are one of about 100 American United Methodist churches named Asbury United Methodist Church. And we, like them, continue to strive to carry forward Bishop Francis Asbury's mission to live to God and to bring others so to do. And when we do that, we become the place where God lives. And this meal reminds us that God is really here today. Not in just some metaphorical or symbolic sense, God really is dwelling, living among us today. So as we come for this meal, we let go of our fear, and we let go of our disappointment. We let go of our isolation, and we reconnect to God and to the community of faith. So I invite you to come. Come and share this meal that anticipates the meal we will share together with all of the saints in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God said, Amen. If you're here with us in the sanctuary, I invite you to turn to page 15 in your hymnal for our service of thanksgiving and remembrance. If you're online, the words will be available for you on your screen as we proceed. I do want to encourage you, if you're joining us online, you are more than welcome to join in the sacrament. As Nick said earlier, just grab some grape juice or wine, if that's what you have on hand, and some bread, and enough for everyone who's watching at home with you. In the United Methodist Church, we believe that this is the Lord's table. It's not our table, and so all of God's children are welcome to freely receive. Which means that if you're here with us this morning, you don't have to be a member of the Asbury Church, Asbury United Methodist Church, to join us. In fact, Methodists are so radical about this, you don't have to be a Christian to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, because John Wesley called it a converting ordinance. And what he meant by that is that we really encounter the living Christ through this meal. And who are we to deny Christ from anybody? Amen? Amen. So you are more than welcome to join us if you are moved to do so. I'll also say that to those who are joining us online, we will light candles in just a moment for all of those members of the church, our church family, who have died over the last year. And if you have someone in your life that you have lost, you're welcome to grab a candle and light it in their memory when the time comes. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Blessed are you, God of creation and of all beginnings, God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Miriam and Moses, God of Joshua and Deborah, God of Ruth and David, God of the priests and the prophets, God of Mary and Joseph, God of the apostles and martyrs, God of our mothers and our fathers, God of our children to all generations. You made us in your image, and though we have all sinned and fallen short of your glory, you love the world so much that you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. Through his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from our slavery to evil, sin, and death, made with us a new covenant, and baptized us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so with your people in all ages and the whole company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, saying together, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Truly holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. On the night in which he offered himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and shared it with his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to you, shared it with his disciples, and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, as we remember these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us wherever we are gathered, and pour your Spirit out on these gifts and our gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his love. Renew our communion with all your saints, especially those we name before you in a moment. I invite you, after the reading of each name and the tolling of the bell, to respond, Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. Let us remember together. Jim Ault. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. Sally Britt. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. Wayne Brown. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. Anthony Covey. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. Annette Crawford. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. Eleanor Frank. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. Jean Beth Hill. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. Nate Hill. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. Bobby Pines. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith, Charles Ward Sr. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith, Gwen Wayne. Lord, we thank you for this, your servant, who lived and died in the faith. And now, Lord, we lift up all of those we name in our hearts. Lord, we thank you for these, your servants, who lived and died in the faith. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, may we run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of God's children, we are bold to pray the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup which we bless is a sharing in the blood of Jesus Christ. I invite you, if you're in the sanctuary with us today, to take your cup and you open the small end first. And as we eat the bread, we remember that this is the body of Christ broken for us. Then we'll open the other end. As we drink together, we remember that this is the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us.
Amen. Let's lift our voices up together in the prayer of thanksgiving, which is found in your bulletin. We now, the people of this congregation, grateful for our heritage, aware of the sacrifices of our mothers and fathers in the faith, and confessing that apart from us, their work cannot be made perfect, dedicate ourselves anew to the worship and service of Almighty God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand as we sing our last hymn of the morning, I Sing a Song of the Saints of God, on page 712 in your hymnal.
That song was by request, amen? And thanks to the person who asked for it. Just a couple of quick things. We will pick up this series next week. We'll talk about about how we put God first in our lives. We'll talk about priority, and I want to encourage you to come back for that. We also will have I'm not going to spoil it, but we have a special guest who has not been in church for quite some time who will be with us next week. For the kids, and so we're really excited about that as well. But no spoilers. Thank you so much for being here today. I want to say thank you to Brother Nick and to all of our ushers and the choir. Richard Blush said y'all did a wonderful job. He was watching online, so hi from Richard, and you did. And thank you so much, Meredith, it's Alan. And Alan's going to play us out in just a minute, and you want to stick around for that as well. But thank you all so much for being here as we remember those who have, those members of our church family who have gone on to greater glory. Would you please receive this blessing? Go forth with Christ above you to be your guide, with Christ below you to hold you up, with Christ beside you to be your friend, and with Christ within you to give you hope, love, joy, and peace. Go forth with Jesus Christ, your Lord. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen.